The report comes from the Mowat Center in Council of the Great Lakes Region. It's a public policy think tank in Ontario. It says water levels fell dramatically in the Great Lakes and the St. Lawrence Basin in 1997 and 1998, and since then the region has experienced the longest extended period of low water levels since the two countries began tracking those levels nearly a century ago. And the head of the council, Mark Fisher, warns of what he describes as a very real future of a region struggling with low water levels. Last year, for example, Lake Michigan Huron had the lowest water level ever recorded. The report suggests those sustained low levels come with an economic fallout to a region that generates nearly $5 trillion for the U.S. and more than $5 billion for Canada, about 28% of the combined U.S. and Canadian economic activity. And with 20% of the world's surface freshwater supply, industries facing the impact include hydroelectricity, commercial shipping, as well as recreational boating and fishing. Fisher says there has generally been more evaporation and less precipitation, which means less water in the system. Climate change is also a related issue, and Fisher says collaboration between the U.S. and Canada is essential to protecting the future of the Great Lakes. He says climate change is taking place, and the impact on water levels in the Great Lakes is significant. While the lakes are a vast body of water, he adds they are not an infinite resource. For WBFO News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.